This is Marketplace. I'm Kristen Schwab. Let's stay on the topic of jobs for another moment, because as I mentioned, it's a big week for jobs data. We'll be getting February's JOLTS report tomorrow. That's the Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey, plus March unemployment numbers on Friday. One job market that's raised eyebrows over the last handful of years is tech. In 2022, the IT sector added more than 260,000 jobs, according to data from the Labor Department. Last year, it added just 700 jobs, and that number is expected to drop again this year. So how has tech gone from a secure, high-salary industry to one that seems a little more uncertain? Belle Lynn has been writing about what's happening with labor in the tech world at the Wall Street Journal. Belle, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
So much has happened with tech, I feel like, in the last handful of years. Can you zoom out and give us some perspective on just how much that job market has ebbed and flowed?
Sure. So the job market for technology workers grew immensely over the pandemic. So things like Zoom and the cloud, which enabled work from home. And so to compensate for all that additional growth in business, a lot of these tech companies hired many more workers and paid them really well. So for a while, the kind of conventional knowledge in the tech industry was that if you had a job in the technology sector, you worked in IT, you were pretty much set and you were getting compensated pretty heavily for it. But a lot of that's changing now and very much driven by the fact that ChatGPT, which is the AI chatbot by OpenAI, was released in late 2022 to the public. And that really kind of like set off this AI firestorm and gold rush in which a lot of companies in the tech sector too kind of woke up to the fact that if they weren't investing in AI already, they should certainly be doing so. So that really led to this kind of like shifting of resources also from these traditional IT roles, maybe they're in cloud and software, to kind of all things AI.
Yeah, well, I'm wondering if with all the layoffs and cuts happening right now, combined with sort of that extreme hiring earlier and an overcorrection, do you see this as a blip in time or is something bigger happening in the industry?
It's hard to say whether it's just a blip in terms of a shrinkage in IT and tech roles, because what we often see is that jobs in one area kind of end up shifting or morphing into another. So if maybe you are a data center operator and you're used to working in this kind of like windowless data center, maybe now you're developing cloud applications. But what we know for sure is that AI is here. It's not going away. Every company from the kind of like small mom and pop, two or three person shop to the big enterprises are really trying to figure out how they can harness it. Because if they don't, there's a big fear that they'll be left behind.
So how reasonable is it then for companies to ask employees to adapt? I mean, how many new skills can these people learn?
You know, it's a great question because what I've been hearing recently from some companies is that while companies do want that high-level AI talent, they're also thinking that they can upskill or help reskill their existing staff. So there is a lot of pressure on existing technology workers to learn how to, you know, train a large language model if that's what the necessary skill is, or how to prompt it or ask questions of ChatGPT. So I think that is the new reality, not just that they need to learn these skills, but if they don't, you know, maybe companies will hire someone else who already does.
Yeah, there was a line I found striking in your piece. It said, quote, learn AI and don't expect the same pay packages you were getting a few years ago. Are these jobs just fundamentally changing and how?
Yeah, that's a big question in terms of the fundamental change that I don't think the final verdict has been reached, because even when we have AI-based tools for coding, for software developers, for example, there's a large swath of people who think that software developers will always be around, but that it'll be less of that kind of like grunt work of coding and typing away in the computer late into the night, and more of kind of a high-level strategy of what should this software do, and then the machines can do the coding for them.
Have you talked to tech workers about how they're feeling right now? Have they sort of caught up with the reality of what's happening in their job market?
There is very much a sense of skepticism from one camp, and also from another camp, a sense of cautious optimism. So when I talk about skepticism, that's the group of even software engineers who kind of felt like they had job security on lock.
Yeah.
Do feel threatened by the rise of like AI coding assistants because they can actually spit out lines of code that can be put into production and used into products. On the other hand, the cautious optimism is this kind of idea that this is just the latest kind of change that the industry is going through, and people will be fine as long as they adapt and learn new skills.
Belle Lin wrote a piece about the tech job market downturn for the Wall Street Journal. Belle, thanks for chatting.
Thanks for having me.